Okay, so let's start. Good morning, everybody. Today we have a very fundamental issue to discuss regarding the issue of Chizkat Nezikin and Chizkat Tashmishim. The past few months we were learning about all kinds of damages, of noise damages, and walls, and cisterns, and all kinds of things which are damages. But now we want to learn whether can a person obtain a Chazakah, and if he started to damage his neighbor, and he can he somehow have some kind of chazaka which will allow him to carry on damaging? This past week, we had the Yerachi Kala, and we discussed the damages of noise, and the sheet of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch is, that the neighbor could always protest against noise, unless he has a chazaka to use his hammer in his house. Once he has a chazaka, he could carry on doing this noise. And indeed, we'll see that in many cases, people have a chazaka to carry on doing things. This has a lot of halachic ramifications. As we said, for example, in the case of noise, if in Israel a person in the public parking lot of the building, he builds a sukkah or something like that, and after a few years he wants to carry on, people are telling him to stop to do that. So can they stop him? Does he have a chazaka? Can he obtain a chazaka? And in order to answer these questions, we need to learn exactly what is Chizkat Nezikin and Tashmishin, and how you obtain this chazaka. So I brought in the beginning of the shiur a question that was in the test of the chief rabbinate. It wasn't during my time, but it's a very, very fundamental question. Chizkat Tashmishin and Chizkat Nezikin. First of all, ma'ayin ha-chazakot anal? What are those chazakos? Chizkat Tashmishin and Chizkat Nezikin. U'bamehin shom v'chizkat kalkaot, ma'o meshach chazaka, ha'im b'nan ta'ana. יש לפרט את שיטות הראשונים, את רבים חלוטם, אוקיי, וכולי. The second question is, let's start with the first one. What are these chazakos of Tashmishin and Nezikin? Does anyone by any chance know what is the answer? What is Chizkat Nezikin or Chizkat Tashmishin? After a week of learning? Is there a difference between these two things? Chizkat Nezikin and Chizkat Tashmishin? Don't be shy. Okay, so let's see. So our sugya seemingly discusses Chizkat Nezikin. In source number one, in Bavatra, Rav Yosef Havelu Hanu Tale Dehavu Atut Umne Veyatvi Tutayu. That Rav Yosef, he was sitting under his palm trees, he had small palm trees. Sorry, he wasn't sitting, he had these palm trees, and Umnim Makizei Dam. So they used to sit down under his palm trees, and then because they were full of blood, so Ovim used to come where they were, and then they came up to the palm trees and ate the dates. Ve'achli tamri, achli dama v'saki abitali v'afsid tamri. Amar li Rav Yosef, apiku li kuku mehacha. Go away, the kuku. That's the noise that the birds make. So he told them, please go away because of you, the birds are coming. This kind of damage is clearly a grama. They're not ruining the dates. They're just sitting here and they're bringing the birds and their damage is only a grama. You can learn from here that grama ben nizokin is prohibited and it's not mutter. So that's why he wants him to go. But still, ask the Gemara, Veha achzik lehu, but they have a chazaka coming here and sitting here and for I don't know how long they were here and they had some kind of chazaka and they're allowed to sit down here. So they have a chazaka to sit here and also do this kind of nezek. So the Gemara says, no, there is no such thing as a chazaka for nezakim. If you're damaging, you cannot obtain a chazaka for damaging. The Gemara says, wait a second, that's not true. There is a chazaka in damages, in nezakim. But only in certain cases, the case of kutra, of smoke, and the case of betekise, of smell, of a bathroom, of a washroom, only then there isn't a chazaka for nezakim. But in other nezakim, in other ways of damages, there is a chazaka. So why is it that he could protest here? This is a sugya that we'll deal with next week. I'm in Istanis. For me, the fact that they're coming and taking my dates and doing this and this and that, this is a form of nezek, which is for me as bad as kutra, as betekise, as smoke, as bad smell, and that's why there isn't a chazaka. But in the end of the day, the conclusion of the sugya is that there is this concept of chazaka, of chizkat nezikim, that if a person is starting to damage someone and he's doing it for a certain while, he could obtain a chazaka and carry on doing this thing. Okay. So now we have to learn and ask the clear question. We know this concept of chazaka from the famous perek Chizkat HaBatim, which deals with this chazakat karkaot, when a person has a chazaka on land. And we know there, as the Mishnah tells us in source 3, we have two Mishnayos, that in order to have a chazaka on land, chizkat abatim, borot, shechim arot, it has to be chizkat shalosh shanim yom yom. You have to sit there for 3 years. Only after 3 years, you obtain a chazaka. In addition, the Mishnah says in Mishnah Gimel, kol chazaka she'ein ima ta'na, eina chazaka. Every chazaka that you claim that is yours, but you don't have, sorry, after 3 years, if you don't claim why this is yours, this is not a chazaka. You have to have a taina. You have to have a legal argument why you think that this land is yours. Kitzad, the Mishnah brings some examples. Amar lo, ma tasa betoch shili. I go to my home, my house, my yard, and I see a person sitting there, let's say for 3 years. V'amar li shelo amar li dvar meolam, eina chazaka. No one ever told me not to be here. That's not a chazaka. You don't have any taina. You don't have any claim. But if he says, שמחרת לי, שנתת לי במתנה, אביך מחרה לי, אביך נתנה לי במתנה, הרי זו חזקה. But if he has a claim that, he's not saying that I just happened to be here for 3 years, but your father sold it to me, you sold it to me, you gave it to me as a gift, so you're actually explaining why is it that you have some kind of right of the land, and in addition you have 3 years, only by that you can have a chazaka for chizkat karkaot, for having a chazaka that you could carry on staying and sitting on the land. But if there isn't a taina, if you're not saying why this is yours, you're not explaining why this thing should be yours, you don't have a chazaka. And that's regarding chizkat karkaot, how you obtain a chazaka regarding land. Now we want to learn about chizkat nezikin and chizkat tashmishin. Also, do you need to have 3 years? Do you need to have a taina? This is a big, big machlokus among the Rishonim. And I think that we found, in the end of the day, only four opinions, four shitot. And in order to us understand all these shitot, they usually speak about a certain gemara. Let's learn that gemara beforehand. It's in source number 5. The gemara in Baba Batra, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. That discusses the Amar of Nachman, achzik lehurdei, lo achzik lekeshurei. Lekeshurei, achzik lehurdei. Rav Yosef Amar, achzik lehurdei, achzik lekeshurei. Yikadam, Rav Nachman, achzik lehurdei, achzik lekeshurei, keshurei, achzik lehurdei. I won't go into much in detail, but what is the case there? My neighbor has a wall, and I started sticking sticks on that wall. I don't know, I'm building a sukkah, I'm building some kind of pergola, some kind of thing. I'm using your wall in order to put my sticks. So, the Gemara says there's machlokas, but the maskana is that even achzik lehurdei, achzik keshuri. If in the beginning you had a chazaka for, I don't know again, how long, what do you do? But you had a chazaka putting small sticks on the wall of your friend, and now you want to put bigger sticks or heavier sticks, can you do that? The maskana is, yes, you can. In the beginning, you found, no, if you held the small sticks, so you can't put big sticks, and if you put big sticks, you can put small sticks. The maskana is, yes, even if you have a chazaka for putting small sticks on the wall of your friend, you can carry on afterwards putting on big sticks. That's more or less the Gemara. They have another example there regarding water that is spilled from your yard to his yard, from your rooftop to his yard. If it's a small amount, a big amount, I won't go into it. But in the end of the day, the Gemara says there that you're somehow using the property of your neighbor, and once you have a chazaka, even for a minor thing, you have there a chazaka for a bigger thing as well. And this is another example of a chazaka. This is either chazakat nezikin or tashmishin, it's machlokas rishonim at the Gemara, but again, you're using your neighbor's property. So again, how do you obtain that chazaka over there? Let's go back to our source number 4, the Tosfot on our sugya. So pirish ha'chzikule. As we said, that the umanim, those who are bloodletters, who are makizeidam, they have a chazaka. Pirish ri bar Mordechai, keivan shelo ba lachzik bakaka shel chavero, velomar shelo hu. Since that this is not a chizkas karkoes, this is not a way for me to say that this land belongs to me. I'm the owner of the land. But rather, all that I want is a tashmish be'alma, just to use it for a certain tashmish, for a certain thing. In this case, I don't need to have a taina, I don't need to have a claim, I'm just starting to use it, and you're keeping quiet. That's enough, you know, to make me allowed to use this tashmish, and by that I can have this chazakah. Because usually a taina means you sold it to me, you gave it to me. He says that most chances it wasn't that he sold them the rights to sit under the tree. It doesn't make sense, says the Rivam. So he says, in order to have a chazak of chazkas tashmish, you don't need a taina. So and he says the same thing is also regarding the sugya in source 5, regarding the sticks on the wall. I started putting on sticks after a few years of carry on doing it. Yes, this is a chazaka without a taina. Without a taina, because again, I'm not buying anything. I'm just using a certain right. So because of that, it's okay. And he adds, very importantly, the Rivam, so he also adds, but you need to have 3 years. Although you don't have to have a taina like in the Chizkat Kalkaot, but you need to have 3 years, and if you didn't have 3 years, you didn't say anything, this is a sign that you are mochel, that you forgave me for this thing, and this tashmish now belongs to the other person. So, according to the Rivam, for Chizkat Tashmishim, as opposed to Chizkat Kalkaot, you don't need a taina, but you still need to have 3 years. Says Tosfot, ve'ein nire, I disagree. I think that both here and also in the case of the sticks on the wall, it has to be that there's a taina. And I'm claiming that you gave this to me, you sold it to me, I have some kind of kinyan to do this thing. Why? Because if, let's say you only allow me to do a certain tashmish, so you allow me to put small sticks. How is it now I can start putting on big sticks on the wall? How is it that I'm permitted to do so? It has to be that you didn't just give me this specific permission for this specific tashmish. We have here some kind of kinyan. I have a kinyan on the wall. And once I have a kinyan on the wall, I can do with it whatever I want. So he says, you have to have a taina for this chezkas tashmish. You have to have a taina. Regarding years or not, it's not so clear. He didn't say. Maybe it makes a lot of sense that he agrees that it has to be 3 years, because he didn't say anything against the Rivam, who said explicitly 3 years. But going to Tosfot, since you could do put heavier sticks on the wall, it has to be, he says, that you have some kind of kinyan, and you have also a taina. Okay, so we have in the meantime, two opinions. On the next page, source 7. So this is Rashi on Babata Dachvav. But it's the Dibur HaMatchil is Tosefet or Tosafot, and the commentaries explain that it is the Rashban. He has some kind of footnote, some kind of Hagaha on the words of Rashi, and he is saying the following things. He says, "Achzik l'hurde kol chazakot halalu deshmatin einan chazakot shalosh shanim." דלא שאח שלוש שנים אלא גבי חזקת קרקע שמחזיק בשדה חברו ואומר לקחתיב ממך. He says, these chazakos don't need 3 years. I don't need it in 3 years. And by the way, it makes a lot of sense, because the Gemara says explicitly, why do you need to have 3 years regarding chazkat karkot? Because I'm claiming that I bought from you the field, and I have the shtar indicating that indeed I bought it. But after 3 years, the chazak is that I don't have to keep the shtar. It was lost. I don't have to keep the shtar for the rest of my life. So after 3 years, in shalom yizdal mishtara. People are not concerned about the shtar. It might go away. So that's why you have to have 3 years. So he says the Rashbam, you don't need to have for this thing 3 years or anything. No, only regarding chizkat karka. אבל האחד בחזקת השמישים באלמה מאירי שמשתמש בשל חברו ובשעה אחת משתמש בפניו ושותק, הביא החזקה. But in this case, we don't need 3 years. You're just doing the tashmish in your friend's property, you're putting the sticks on the wall, and he saw it, and he's silent, he's not saying anything about it, that's enough in order to obtain a chazaka. But, I'll just skip a few lines, יש לומר דנתן רשות ממנו, או נתן לו ממון מחר לו תשמיש זה, והני מילי דהבי החזקה, כגון שטוען הוא שמחר לי, או נתן לי מתנה. אבל אם טען נשתמש לפנה ושתה כי אינה חזקה. Says the Rashbam, okay, you don't need 3 years, But again, you need a taina. It has to be that I'm claiming that either I bought it from you, I got a permission from you, something like that. I bought it, you give it to me, I paid for it. That's the only reason why I can say that I have this right and you cannot take away this right from me to use the wall. That's why I need a taina. Yeah?
Oh, I lost. I was on Zoom. I'm not trying to
finish. You're not on Zoom? Okay.
I was, but I don't know back to it. Why can't he just demand a shtar then? If he's saying...
People don't use... the kinyan of a karka is by shtar. They don't buy tashmishin with shtarot. The way of buying is usually with the shtar. We don't buy it.
There's no raya that you can bring that he brought this.
No.
Except for it was immediate.
Yeah. There's no raya.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that is the opinion of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says you have to have a taina, but you don't have to have 3 years. That's opinion. I don't know if it's 2 or 3. Let's see. Because Tosfot to the title is clear. Let's say this is opinion 2. The Rosh says very, very clearly in source 8, he says, he brings the entire mahalach of the sugya about the achzik l'shafchi, achzik l'natfei. This is the second example of cheskas tashmishin in the Gemara Baba Batra that I didn't go through so much. Again, it's regarding if I had a chazaka to spill a bit of water, now I'm spilling a lot of water. I could do all these things. I have a chazaka. Hachanami Mairi says the Rosh, b'chizkat shalosh shanim, he says this is exactly the same like chizkat karkaot. The same way that you obtain a chazaka with land, and now you could claim that this land belongs to you. You have to have the same thing for tashmishin and ezikin, that you have to have 3 years. Not really sure why 3 years, because again, there's no shtar.
What's the
scar?
3 years.
Yeah. It's not 100% clear to me. If you'll see the ktsot in Kuf Mem Bet, it's a ktsot that actually discusses chazkat karkot. Is it only an inyan of the chashash of the shtal, or maybe there is another element of kinyan after 3 years, so you could carry it on. But we did find opinions of Rishonim in the case of the kishure and the natfei, that maybe it could be in a month, in a day, all kind of these cheshbonot. But it could be that there's a certain element of kinyan also with the 3 years, and not only the raya around it, but also an element of kinyan. But Hashem, when we learn cheskas, we learn why is that idea of the cheskas shoshim. Maybe it could help us here. But yeah, it's a very good question.
So you're saying that means that's
the maximum time of mecha'a, right. And that could also explain the logic over here. I hear. It could be. I don't exactly remember, but if so, so I think it could help. Because that's the amount of time that person could protest against him. Because unless he's far away, he should all the way come back, right, and say to him, don't put your sticks on my wall.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Poor guy. He's on a vacation in the end of the world. Come back, don't put the sticks on the wall, and then goes away. Okay.
I hear.
Yeah. If that's true, and I 100% believe you, so in that case, it makes a lot of sense. Definitely. But again, but as I said, it's not only the reasoning of the shtar. You'll see other reasons in Gemarot, Rishonim, Achronim, you see all kind of things. So that is the Rosh regarding also Chezkas Tashmishim. Now, the final opinion, it seems to be the opinion that the majority of the Rishonim and the Poskim hold is what's called Shitat HaGeonim. And this is Ramban and Rambam and Rif. And they say you don't need neither Taina or 3 years. Immediately you saw it, that's enough. In source number 9, Hevei Odea, says the Ramban, Shechizkat HaChalonot VeHazizim VeKol SheKayotze Behem when I'm not damaging or taking away the land, all the damages of Lo Lachpo, which is not a full damage, it's a Shechenim damage maybe, according to the Lamedes that we're going with this entire Zman, but all these kind of things, ומרזב מזחלה דכולו נטפי ושפחי, אינה חזקת שלוש שנים, אלא מכימיבר הזקה ושתק מחל. From the moment that a person saw you do this thing, and he's not saying anything, it's a mechila. It's a mechila. There's no kidney, there's no nothing. It's only a mechila. שלא אמרו שלוש שנים, אלא משום נתת שנים, מזדהר ביניש בשטורי. The reason of 3 years is irrelevant for here, because, as the Gemara says, it's because of the logic of the shtar, that you have it for 3 years. הלכך, כל החזקות מתקיימות בלא טענה, כאון אלו אין צריך שלוש שנים. So all the chazakos that don't need a taina, don't need 3 years, because there's no shtar, there's nothing. אבי שמרו, yeah. And also, in the last 2 lines, ואין חזקה זאת צריכה טענה, וכתבתי את זה למעלה בפתחת המשנה, so he says, this kind of chazaka, you don't need any taina, you don't need any amount of time, this is already enough for you to obtain a chazaka. That you do it, he saw it, and he's not saying anything about it, then you have the chazaka. The same thing says the Rambam in source 10. I brought 2 examples because one of them seems to be chazkas tashmish, and the other seems to be chazkas nezikin. The first one he says, "Havakesh lo tziz ziz mekotlo al avir chatzel chavero." I want to put out a ziz, some kind of I don't know, piece of wood which is protruding from my land to his land, only in the air. I'm not damaging him, but I'm just using his air property, his air rights. Hosea ziz velo michabo lealtar, velo michabo lealtar balachatzer. I took it out, and he didn't immediately protest. Hareich zik balaziz. This is already my chazaka to do this thing. The same thing he says regarding the nezakim, the damages of Perek Sheni. In Hoshchen in Pekudav Lechadaled, kol ha'archakot ha'amurot ha'prakim shel ma'ala, im lo hirchik, v'ra'a chavero, v'shatak, harei ze machal, v'eno yachol lachzor v'latzricho u'leharchiko. All these damages, if you did do it, without permission, but I afterwards saw it, and I didn't do anything, so it's mechila. V'u she'ireh meno shemachal, you have to have a clear indication that indeed this is a mechila. Kigon she'siyayimo b'yad, o shamalu lasot, maybe he told you to do so, o shara'u, o shasav etzido b'lo achlaka, v'shatak, v'lo ikpid, she'kol ha'machzik b'nezek zachabo. K'mo she'biyamu. So according to the Rambam, both with a tashmish, both in the case that you're actually somehow damaging your neighbor, once you do so with his permission, he's not makpid, he's not protesting, he even told you maybe, you know, you should put it over there on my wall, I don't care. That is enough. You don't have to have any kinyan whatsoever. So let's just, I made a small table about trying to summarize the approaches of the Rishonim. So whether you have to have a taina or gimel shanim or 3 years, Revam, the Tosfot in our sugya, he says you don't need a taina, because it's only a tashmish, as he said, but you do need 3 years. The Rashbam, which is the Rashi, the Tosfot in the Batra Davav, the Dibur HaMatchil Tosfot, so he says, you need a taina, but you don't need 3 years. Rosh says, you need both a taina and 3 years. And Rambam seems to say, you don't need neither a taina, neither 3 years. Once you do it, and he saw it, and he's quiet, you have a chazaka. This tashmish, this nezek became yours. So these are the 4 approaches, the main 4 approaches that you see in the Rishonim regarding this sugya. Spoiler alert, the main Rishonim that will actually become halacha will be the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rosh says you have to have both taina and 3 years. The Ramban and Rambam says that it's neither taina or 3 years. So just looking at these approaches, one might say that according to the Rosh, it is exactly identical like Chizkat Karkaot. So it means that you have to have a form of kinyan. In order to have a Chizkat Tashmishim, you actually have to have a kinyan to buy something from your neighbor in order to allow yourself to do all of these things. But according to, and that's also, that also seems to be the logic of the end of the Tosfot in our sugya, in the end of Source 4, as he says, and then we'll say, kinyan lemechsa. You have a kinyan to do these things in the property of your friend. It's a kinyan. But according to the Rambam and Ramban, so it doesn't seem to be like a kinyan. You're not actually buying anything from him. You have a mechila. You have a mechila. Now what does that mean exactly? I mean, you're forgiving me what? I mean, can I forgive you my house? I mean, what does that mean, forgive something? Usually the word mechila is in the case of debt. There's a debt, and you are now mochel the debt. I owe you something, and then I forgive it. But here, Where is the mechila here? It doesn't really. The logic of the words doesn't make any sense. I mechila my property. What does that mean? I mean, is there a chav? Do I owe you something? Well, where is the mechila here? And the ksot in source 11. So he has a chiddush. I think it's kind of a big chiddush. But he says that no. According to both approaches, you have to have a kinyan. But he says also here, there is a form of a kinyan. There's a certain form of kinyan. In source 11, see the ktsot, he brings a machlokas, nechakub ze revavata, reshoinim, vehagonim pirshu, dafilu hotzad zizin marzev mazchila, vat sulam, nami ein zri chazaka shelo shenim, shatamu mishu mechila, vekivan shereo otom, mishtamish bishelo, vashodek, vel tara vechazaka, afilu lo tana. Vekashi li tuva, and I don't understand, belo tana, hechi mashkachat la. Nei di shtika have a mechila, but mekneo. Okay, you don't have any taina. And okay, shtika is a mechila. But b'meknao liyot shelo letash mizeh. But which kinyan did you do here in order to now claim that you're the owner of this tashmish, and I can't stop you to do things in my property? What kind of kinyan did you do here? If you come with a claim and I was quiet, okay, so you say that you bought it sometime and I'm now quiet, I'm not protesting, so okay, so how did this become yours? You bought it from me, I gave it to you, okay, but you're not saying that. You're saying you're always the violin, but once I did it and you were quiet. There wasn't any transaction. I didn't give you anything. Where is the kinyan here that makes you the bialim to use my property? How is it that you're using my wall? And if I want to take away the wall, maybe you could also tell me, hey, excuse me, I have a tashmish here. How is it that you have this legal right, this legal claim to stop me from doing things and saying that this is somewhat yours? So there's a very interesting machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, regarding the kinyan of karka, of buying land. It's Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadik, and it's also in Kiddushin, but usually land is bought by kesef, shtar, chazaka, and the chazaka of Na'al Gadal Paratz. Usually, how is it that you have a chazaka on the land? You have to do something with the land. You have to dig in the land, you have to build something on the land, you have to do something with the land, with the gufa karka, with the body of the land, you have to do something in order to obtain a chazaka, a kinyan chazaka. The Rambam says that not only doing something to improve the land, or doing something with the land is a kinyan, you also have a kinyan by using the land. As he says here, la Rambam nicha deus virle, the karka נקנה באכילת פירות, אין שם. אם כן, הכנה נקנה בשימוש זה, דהביה כמו חזקה, ותוין, יכול לחזור בו. So according to Rambam, it makes sense. He says that kinyan chazaka is not only doing something בגוף הקרקע, by changing the land. Kinyan chazaka is by another way, by just using the land. When a person uses the land, that's a form of kinyan chazaka בקרקע. So he says, maybe the same thing here. By doing something in my land, you're now using my land to put a ladder, you're doing this, you're doing that. So you're actually using my land, you're doing a tashmish in the land. That's a form of kinyan chazaka, according to the Rambam. And you did the kinyan, I didn't protest. Very well, this is a proper kinyan. That's why you can do this thing. That's why you have this chazaka called chezkas tashmishin, and that's why you can prevent me from preventing you to do all these things. Because according to the Rambam, you have a kinyan. Yes. No. I now acquired it. No, but Taina, I'm coming. I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan.
But in order to have a
Maisa
Kinyan, don't you have to have dust on it and dust on it?
So
wouldn't you have to make a Taina that I had in mind specifically to be Taina, and the other guy had in mind specifically to be Taina?
So the fact that so we're saying that the fact here that you're now quiet, this says, okay, I'm cool with it. We have to have a kinyan. Oh, I have a kinyan. So once I'm doing a kinyan and you're there present, you don't mind about it. This is enough of a kinyan. I mean, usually a proper kinyan is that we have an agreement, we talk between ourselves, then we do it. Now I was a chotzef. I just came. I just did it without asking you. But okay, you're keeping quiet. So that means okay. I don't mind that you do this kinyan. I'm aware of the transaction happening here, and I don't care about it. And this might also be mechila, meaning that usually you have to decide about money, how much it costs. I did the kinyan. I owe you money. You're quiet. Oh, okay. So that's it. It's done. So again,
a kinyan is like 100%. Like, what about the usage? You said you started off with the case. small sticks and getting vicious.
Halacha is that you can. That you can. Halacha is that if you have small sticks, you can put a big stick. Yeah, yeah. We'll see. I'm not sure if we'll see it this week or maybe next week. I'm not really sure. I don't know. But you have a certain right. You have a certain right. Let's say that the wall was broken and then now he built a new wall. Do you still have a right to put there a stick? There is a shita that says so, that they do have. They do have. So, yes, you have a form of a kinyan here.
Is this also fitting the Rambam? Because if it does, why would the Rambam need, in Islam, he needs a chesed, why would he need a chazak of China?
So that's a very good question. If I'm not mistaken, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky asked that question. He says every kid on Kalka will be with that. That's what he says. So I don't remember what he says. I think he answers and says that since Kalka is so valuable to you, people wouldn't allow you to become a bialim in that case. Again, because here you're buying the tashmish. You're not buying the land itself. But to give you ownership on the land, so he wouldn't allow you so quickly. Something like that. But it's a very good question. He's asking it as a follow-up question on the Ktsot. He is. Filozovsky. Very good question. Very good. Yeah? So instead of according to Rambam, I understand, because according to Rambam, you have a kinyan in the karka by eating the fruits. So that would be enough to buy the tashmish. But that arrived, achilat perot eino ela l'raya b'chizkat shalosh shanim, aval lekinyan lo mehani. Eating the fruits of the land is not a maisik kinyan, according to the Raivet. It is only raya. Being in the land for 3 years somehow shows as proof, as evidence, that I'm the bialim. But it's not a form of kinyan chazaka. Now we decide, I'm going to sell you my land, and it will be by the means of kinyan chazaka. You cannot, according to the Raivet, you cannot just use it. You have to do something in gufa karka. So he says, in that case, according to the Ravid, where is the Kenyan here? And he says that's also the opinion of the Rashbam, Rabban, Rashbo, many Rishonim. So he has a very nice Chiddush, the Ktsot. Nice Chiddush. I mean, it's a Chiddush. He says, you're right. According to the Ravid, you cannot have a Kenyan Chazaka on the land, buying the land entirely by just using the perot. By just eating or sitting in the land there and acting there like a bialim. That's not enough. When you want to buy gufa karka, when you want to buy this land, this property, you cannot do that, says the Ravid. But here it's different. Here your purpose is not buying the land itself. Here the purpose is to buy the tashmish. So it says maybe according to the Ravid, buying the tashmish, you could do that by doing a tashmish. When you want to now buy the land, then you will become the full owner of the land, so you have to do something improving the kalka, something with the body, the gufa kalka. But if you're not only buying the tashmish, the way of buying the tashmish says, the ksot, again, a kinyan, is by enjoying and benefiting from the kalka. That's the way of buying the tashmish. So again, the Ravid and Rambam, they have this machlokas, is there a kinyan chazaka? And it could be also, now as I think about it, maybe that's the answer also to your question, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam will agree that in a normal transaction, you talking to me, giving me money, okay, you can have a chazaka on the land by doing something, just using the land. But we have to have some kind of previous conversation. But in the case of tashmishim, no, that's enough. In order to buy the tashmish, just enjoy and benefit from the land. Do some kind of tashmish, enjoy it. Sit there, eat a fruit. That's okay. But and that'll be okay also according to the Ravid. So again, Ktsot said this doesn't make any sense. I understand. How is it that a person now obtains something? He now becomes a bialim on this tashmish. How is it that they became an owner on this tashmish? Because you have to have something. What does it mean to have a mechila if there's no debt, if there's no chov? So he says, there is a kinyan here, there is actually a process of acquisition. How am I acquiring this tashmish? By a kinyan of achilas peiros. That according to the Rambam, it's a great kinyan even to buy the body of the land. But he says also, according to the Ravid, it's a great kinyan to buy the tashmish. Okay? He gives another example. He says, look what I said in Siman Kuf Peitet Siftan Aleph. I'm very fond of this Ksot in Sif Katan, in Kuf Peitet Siftan Aleph, because when I started learning Dayonis 8 years ago, so I started learning from Siman Kuf Peitet. And it's a very long Ksot. I can't say that I know all of it in detail, but it brings me back a few years ago, and the Ktsot there is dealing with another case. The Ktsot, the Shulchan Aruch there is saying that a kinyan has to be with a maisa kinyan. You cannot just talk about, listen, my phone is yours, that's enough. No, it can't be. You have to have a maisa kinyan. And the tool says that even let's say I lent you something, my phone, and now it's in your property, and I'm telling you, my phone is yours, although it is in your chatzer, in your yard, there is no kinyan. And the achron, and it's not good, you have to have a separate maisa kinyan. And the achronim ask, why is that so? Because if it's already in your property, kinyan chatzer, you have my phone in your property. I'm saying, okay, my phone is yours. So now your chatzer, your land, your yard, there's a kinyan called kinyan chatzer. It should be enough. Why isn't it enough? That's the question that people raise against the tool. And the Taz answers, no. Let's say I lent you my phone and it's now placed on the desk in your house. So you want to have a kin chatzer on the phone? No good, said the Taz, because once my phone is on your desk is mine. It's considered to be in my reshut, in my possession, in my land, in my territory, not in your territory. And everyone asks, well, how did it happen? I'm lending you something, and now wherever my object is placed, so it became mine. How is that possible? So the Ktsot says with the exact same example as he said here that I didn't acquire the land, and the land became mine. Your desk did not become mine, but I got that specific spot. I got a kinyan tashmish out of it. From that moment that my phone is there and you allowed me to do it, so now I got a kinyan tashmish on that spot. You cannot do a kinyan chotzer on that spot because it may be your land written on paper, but the tashmish of the phone on that specific piece of land is mine. You cannot do a kinyan chotzer. So that's why he says that even though it's in your land, there's no kinyan chotzer because this piece of land belongs to me. How did it become mine? Because I bought the tashmish. The fact that you allowed me to put my phone in your land, I got from you permission to do this tashmish. So now I got the tashmish. How did I get the tashmish? By using it. By the tashmish itself. Yes? Everything is clear with the ktsot? More or less? Very well. Beautiful ktsot, in my mind. I like it very much. Okay. So again, as we said, even if someone wanted to suggest maybe the machlokis here, whether you have to have a kinyan or not a kinyan, it seems that you still have, in order to acquire the chazakah, you have to have some kind of kinyan. Mechila without any previous debt, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You have to have some kind of kinyan which will allow me to do these things in your property. What is the halacha? What is the halacha regarding the four opinions that we saw? Do you need a taina? Do you need 3 years? What is the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear that he goes with the Rambam. He's very consistent all the time. He goes and says that you have to, that it's immediately without any taina. But the Rama is not 100% clear. I brought a few examples in source 13, 14. Let's see it in source 13. Hamvakesh lo tziziz perush kein neser habolat in ala lachutz ala vir chatzero kol shu ba lachatzer me'akev alav sharim zekob eriyah v'shutu yevom shtemesh bo. If I took out my ziz, this piece of wood out from my, I live above you, and I put it out. It's now in your air territory, and you saw it, and you didn't say anything. Le'altar, immediately this became my chazaka. I have this chazaka of the tashmish. You didn't say anything. Immediately I got it, like the Rambam, like the Ramban, very well. But says the Rama, יש אומרים דכל חזקות אלו בעינן גימל שנים וכל שלא יחזיק בגימל שנים ויכול למחות. Some say you have to have 3 years. And in addition, וכן בעינן שיבוא בטענה כמו מחזקת קרקע. So he says, the Rama, well, I said, this is not enough. You have to have both the חזקת קרקע. You have to have both 3 years and a taina. That's Rama. So he says, as יש אומרים. The same thing you see with source 14 regarding putting a hose that will spill the water from your rooftop to your friend's yard, and you're placing the water over there. So Shulchan Aruch says, if I put the hose outside, right? Is that the right word? The, what The pipe, yeah, it's a pipe, yeah. So if he didn't protest, immediately it's his chazaka against the Rama. Yes, Shemrim, the Yam Chazakazo being Shoshanim, Betana, Uveoze, Lomiki Chazaka. Okay, again, you have to have 3 years in chazaka. Carrying on, in Kuf Nun Gimel, Chafar Shimon Bekotel Ze, Vechnis Bokora Achad, Veshatek, this is the example of the big sticks, the small sticks, the big pieces of wood, the small pieces of wood. I put sticks in the wall, Reuven was silent, ולא מיכבו, החזיק בקום הקורה, אפילו הייתה קטנה, the place entirely became my place, I could put there now walls, ורצה, שימו מחליפה בקום גדולה, ואהבה מחליף, if one to put inside their bigger sticks, it's also okay, no problem, you have the chazaka in that certain place. And again, says Rama, חזקת סולם נצד קורות, יש אומרים דבעינה, חזקה גמישים וטענה, ויש חולקים בכל החזקות האלה. Again, he brings a machlokas. He brings the two opinions. But he's not telling us exactly his approach. Let's go to source 17. And this is in Kuf Nun Hei, after all the examples of Perek, Lo Yachpor, of the things that you have to distance, says the Shulchan Aruch, כל ההרחקות שאמרנו, all the things that you had to distance from the wall, from the pit, from whatever it was, אם לא יחיק וראה חברו ושתק, הרי זה מחל, ואינו יכול לחזור ולצריכו להרחיק, והוא שראה ממנו שמחל, כאילו שסייע עמו מיד, הוא שמר לו לעשות, הוא שראה ושתק וצידו ולחקה ושתק ולקפיד על זה, צחה. So all the things that we told you that you have to distance, because it's somehow harming me, it's ruining my wall, it's doing this, it's doing that, again, it's, you just saw it, the Bayim just saw it, didn't say anything, that's enough in order to get a chazaka. But, and here says the Rama, וכן ראוי להורות. And this is the right thing, this is the right psak, says the Rama. אף על גב דיש אומרים דבעין החזקה שלא שלים וטענה. Although there is a piece that says 3 years plus a taina, here, this the right thing to say, immediately, it's a chazak without any taina, without any gimel shanim, without any 3 years. So, what happened with the Rama? I gave you just a few examples that throughout the ways he's constantly saying yeshomrim this. All the time he says it. In the end, he says this is the right thing to do. So, what happened to the Rama? To the Rama? So the Vilna Gaon and also the Taz, they say that. I would say the easy answer, saying, "Kan ichrial kol gimel asimanim," that the hilcha shcheinim start from kufnun gimel, they carry on kufnun dalet and kufnun hey, and in the end of hilcha shcheinim, throughout the way he's saying this, you know, there's another opinion. He's telling you his final conclusion in the end. In kufnun hey seifram and hey, he says, "You want to know my opinion regarding all these machlokos? The halacha is." Immediately, you don't need no taina, no 3 years, immediately that's halacha, v'chen ra'ui lehorot. So he says the simple answer, why is it now he said clearly that it's like the Rambam, because this is the last halacha that discusses it, and now he's telling you what his opinion is after learning all hilchos shcheinim. That's the approach of the Vilna Gaon and the Taz. The Sma and the Nesivis, I think they say pretty much the same thing. I'm not 100% sure why the Nesivis is saying something different, but they say no. They want to give an answer. And they are, I don't think they're the first one, but they say very clearly that there's a difference between Chizkat Nezikin and Chizkat Tashmishin. I asked in the beginning of the shir, what is Chizkat Nezikin, what is Chizkat Tashmishin? Is there a difference? You are too shy to answer, or didn't want to give away the answer of the Nesivis and the Sma. You want me to have a shir? I appreciate it. Thank you so much. So what is Chizkat Nezikin? What is Chizkat Tashmishin? And what is the difference? Chizkat Nezikin, it is the examples of most of the examples of Lo Yachpo. I'm doing something in my property, and I'm damaging you at the same time, but I'm doing things in my property. That's Chizkat Nezikin. I'm doing things in my property, I'm acting like a Bailim, and somehow it's influencing you. That's Chizkat Nezikin. What is Chizkat Tashmishin? That's something else. Chizkat Tashmishin is, I'm invading your property, and I'm doing things in your property, and now I want to have this zchus, this right in your property. When the person is putting out the ziz, this bar, this wood outside, and using the air of his neighbor, it's not that he's doing something in his property and it's somehow influencing and damaging his neighbor's property. He's doing something in his neighbor's property. He's putting out a ziz in his property. Says the Sma and the Nesivis, when I'm doing something in my property and I'm somehow influencing you, so in that case, I'm not buying from you anything because this is my property. I'm just carrying on living as a bialim in my property. In that case, says the Sma, I don't need any kinyan because I'm just carrying on living my own life in my property. I'm minding my own business and doing things in my property. But when I want to do something in your property, achezkas tashmishin, I want to use your property. So in that case, I actually want to get some kind of right from your property. Hey, wait a second. How can you get something from my property? 3 years and a taina. You have to buy it. You have to do a kinyan. Doing chezkas nezikin, I don't need any kinyan. Because this is my land. It's my property. What do I need to get from you? When I use things from your property, then I have to do a kinyan. I have to have 3 years in a taina. And you see that the examples that I brought are more or less very, very good with this. Chotzad ziz, yeshomim v'yeshomrim. Using his wallet with sticks, again, yeshomrim. In source 17, it's very, very clear that these are all the distances of Kuf Nun Hei, all the examples of you had to distance this because you're harming me. You had to do this and you're harming me. In that case, you don't need any kinyan because you're doing things in your property. All you need is a mechila. All you need is a mechila. That's what the Sma says. The same thing you'll see also in story 16. I skipped it, but now let's see it. Chen mi sheya hita lo chalom uchzeket. הוא בא חברו, בנה כנגדה, או מצדה, בלא החכה, או סתמה, ושתק, בלחלון, אינו יכול לחזור. This is kind of, let's see. אינו יכול לחזור ולהרער, לפתוח חלון, או להחיל בבדן, שכבר שתק מוכל, שאין דם עשוי, ששמים אורו בפניו, ושתק אין כמחל, ומיד הווה מכילה.
I have a window, and you're coming in your land, and damaging me. Why? Because I have a window that is facing your land. You're coming, you're building a wall, and now, because of you, I'm losing light. So you're doing things in your reshut, in your land, and I'm suffering from it. In this case, he doesn't say anything about 3 years, tainus, because again, you're doing in your land, you're not taking away something from my property, you're only damaging me. In that case, it is only mechila. Chezkas tashmishin, when I'm using your land, then I need, according to the Ramah, I need to have a kinyan. But when you're doing things in your land, and it's damaging me, but again, you're doing it in your land, all you need is a mechila on the damage. That's according to the Sma. It's in the underlined places. Also, these are also the words of Nesivis in source 20. לפי עניין דתי נראה לחלק, דבר החכות שעושה הדבר בשלו, רק שמזיק לחברו, you're doing in your property, במחילה סגי. דהבי כי אומר, קרא כסותי ויפטר. This is similar to an example that we're going to discuss soon, of קרא כסותי ויפטר. I tell you, if you want, you could tear off my clothes, and I won't sue you. And you can do that, and indeed, I won't sue you. So again, I'm allowing you to damage me, so you can do things in your property, I'm being damaged, I'm oichel, it's okay. מה שאין כן בזיז ומזחלה שבא להחזיק משל חברו, but you want to take something from my rights, from my land, דעתו לאחיה דווי קניין קרקע לפירות, yet at least a קניין קרקע לפירות, buying this right, buying this fruit, buying this tashmish, you have to have some kind of קניין. ולכך כתב דווי גימל שנים וטענה, דהיינו שיתעון שקנה בקניין. And that's why you have to have 3 years in a taina, in order to say that you actually bought it with a קניין. I won't get into what he says here with opening windows. Not really sure if we have 11 minutes left. I'm not going to try to finish the source sheet today. Let's see. So the Nesivis, let's see what he says regarding opening windows. So I tried to understand this Nesivis, but it wasn't 100% clear for me. But according to the Ramah, there are certain times of opening a window. I'm now opening a window to your yard. In certain times, it sounds, according to Ramah, that immediately it's mine. And so, certain times, I need 3 years to have my window open. So he says, opening a window, there are two potential damages they're doing to your friend. Damage number one is hezekriya, that you're actually seeing what's happening in his yard, and that is actually a nezik, that's a chizkas nezikin. And there's another kind of damage they're doing, that, no, you're not actually seeing anything. But now that you're going to have this window, he can no longer build close to the window. And if you can no longer build close to the window, you're taking away a tashmish, a certain right that he has in his own land. So he says, so I tried to read the Ramayin Kufan Dalet Siv Zayin. I didn't 100% understand it, but he says, the Nesivis, that if you open the window and it's damaging, so when it damages, you're actually doing something in your property, opening a window, and it's damaging your friend, again, all you need is a mechila. You don't need 3 years, you don't need a taina. But if you're not damaging, and the thing that you're going to obtain here is that now, in this specific case, you're going to prevent him from building a wall in his land because he's going to block your light. In that case, says Nesivis, you're actually taking away from him something. In that kind of window, you need to have 3 years in a taina. How does this exactly come out from the Ramayin Kufan Dalet Siv Zayin? Please check. Have a great Shabbos and look and try to find out. I didn't fully understand it. If you could explain it to me, I won't take your clothes to Beis HaMechatz, but I'll really appreciate it. Okay, so we started the day asking, what is the difference? What is Chizkat Nezikin, Chizkat Nezikin, Chizkat Hashmishin? The definition of these two terms are that Chizkat Nezikin is that I'm doing something in my own land and I'm damaging you. And by the way, if you'll see Tosfot in Perek Sheni of Lo Yachpo, I didn't bring in the source sheet, but he's saying that the two Omnim, the two Makizei Dam, so they're sitting in their land. They're sitting in their land, and now the birds are coming. So also, it's very Meduyak that if they're sitting in their land, I didn't bring it in the source sheet, unfortunately. Actually, I brought it and I erased it, but if you look inside, you'll see that they're sitting in their land. So it sounds like a Chizkas Nezikin very clearly. And in the Babata Davav, so most chances it's actually discussing Chizkat Tashmishin, because again, I'm using your wall, I'm using your land in order to put the water inside. So these are kind of things that I'm actually using your property. And there is the machlokas, whether you have to have the taina or not, 3 years or no. And it seems that, according to the Ramah at least, it depends what kind of chazaka you're actually doing. I'm not sure what to do now, because I have a big piece for next week, for this week, and I don't know. Let's start it then. I don't know what to say. Let's see how it goes, and we'll carry on next week with this. So according to all what we learned, that it seems that you don't have to do any kinyan in the case of Chizkas Nezikin. In the case of Chizkas Tashmishin, you have to do a kinyan, because you're actually taking something from your neighbor's land. But in Chizkas Nezikin, you don't have to have any kinyan. The Ktsos, in source 21, brings the question of his brother, a question that many Achronim are trying to deal with. His brother says, wait a second, Nesivis, you said very nicely, the Chizkas Nezikin is like Krak Sutivit Pater. You could damage me, and I don't mind. Very well, so that's why Mechila is enough, you don't need to have any kinyan. So asks the Ktsot, the brother of the Ktsot, he asks, wait a second, the Krak Sutivit Pater, I could change my mind any second. If I tell you, please be my guest, rip off my clothes. You come near me? No, stop. Or you start tearing clothes, I can tell you stop. I can decide when to stop. Once they said, doesn't allow you to forever tear off my clothes. Absolutely not. I could stop you any moment. But Chizkat Nezikin is not like that, says the Ktsot. Chizkat Nezikin is that once I have this chazaka to do this thing repeatedly, so in that case, you cannot stop me. You cannot prevent me from doing it anymore. So he says, where is this? If we're saying that Chizkat Nezikin is like Krak Sutivit Pater, I don't mind that you're damaging me, but you can stop me every single moment. You can stop me every single day. Stop damaging me. Why is it that you have a chazaka with Chizkat Nezikin and you don't have that with Krak Sutivit Pater? That's the question of the Ktsot. All the Achronim, the Rashi Yeshivas, deal with it. I brought here, let's say between 2 to 3 answers. Let's see the Ebenezer. Ebenezer is a Vista Zayin Meltzer, and I think we'll finish with that today. Next week we'll see the Ktsot and the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron Kotler. Evan Ezel, Rabbi Sezami Metzl says, Bemet lo dami, it's not similar. Cheskas Nezikin is not like Krak Suti Lipater. Why? The Vikrak Suti, im haya la korea eze toelet, uzchut beze, והחזיק בקסותו לקרוא על פי דיבורו, ודאי לא היה יכול לחזור בו, כי כבר זכה. ורק תבקרה כסותי, לא שר זכות. אבל בנזקין כה משרה לירק. כיוון שבעל המשרה יש זכות בזה להחזיק המשרה, אב שמזקת להירק, וכיוון שהחזיק וזכה בזה, הווי כמו חזקת השמישין, דמהני חזקה. He says there's a clear חילוק between קרה כסותי והיפטר, to the case of Chazkan Ezekin. Krak Suti Vipater is, please, if you damage me, whatever you want, but you're not gaining anything. I'm not gaining anything. What kind of right is this? The right to tear off your clothes? I'm not getting any right. I'm not zoche with any zchus. I'm not getting anything out of this thing. I'm just damaging you. 100% damage. I'm not getting any right at all, says Ibn Ezel. But in our cases, all the cases of Cheskas Tashmishin, of Perek Lo Yachpo, of the Lo Yachpo Perek, that deal with that, listen, you could do this in your property, you can't do this in your property, I'm actually gaining something out of this. Once that you're allowing me to open a window, once you're allowing me to have my pit over here, so I'm actually using my property and I'm gaining another right in my property. So once you allow me, it's not only that you're allowing me to damage you. You're actually allowing me to have this right. Ah, that's different. So once I could actually get something out of this, get some kind of zchut. In that case, you cannot retract. Okay, you can't retract your permission. But kaksuti. So in that case, this is only, you're not getting anything out of this, you're just harming me, I could always retract. So this is the answer of Ibn Ezel. I think we'll have to stop here for today, because the Ksot is something which is worthwhile to see, and also the Ba'ahun. So I'll stop here for today, we have 3 more minutes. Please forgive me. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. What? Do you want to ask any questions for the next 3 minutes? Questions? Yes. Right. Yeah, but there. Yeah, so there's a very good question here from one of the Talmid Chachamim here. Which is asking that buying nichse ager, buying hefker property, so it's enough just hiniach matzot. So you're asking according to the Ravid, according to the Rambam, it's no brainer because the Rambam says this is a kin chazaka. You're asking according to the Ravid, how is it that I bought my this land just by merely using it and putting the matzot on it? So maybe there's different because there's no makne. Meaning, since it's hefker, so you can have even a smaller kind of kinyan.
I would think it would be the opposite. If there's no das makne, because there's nobody
on the other side. But one could argue the opposite. Usually, kinyan means that it's leaving your possession and entering my possession. So you have to have this bigger kinyan to do both the yitziyah and the achnasah, both the exiting for your possession to my and the entering to my possession. As opposed to hefker, maybe that's enough. But I'm sure someone asked that question. It's a very good question. I mean,
I thought from a place where you arrived at the Rambam was dumped on terrorists because you're not using.